So I was going to make a recording earlier today and I forgot about it. And then I have to write stuff down because these thoughts just come out of nowhere. And then somebody made a comment just now. The reason we get caught up in a bad situation, whether it's getting caught up with a narcissist, a Jezebel, believing the lies of the dead corp system, you know, that some of the corporation is going to take care of you. I mean, I just saw the news. 20,000 people were diagnosed with COVID at Amazon. So Amazon, you know, it's a trip. Whether it's China, slave labor, or whatever, you think somebody or some nation or some corporation or some whatever is going to take care of you. It's believing the lie. So we get caught up in any situation because we love the lie. We want to believe the lie. We don't want to admit that it's a sacrificial redemptive system. So the reason you get caught up with a narcissistic person or believe their lies or go through whatever it is, any lie that you believe, is because you wanted to believe it, you know. You love the darkness instead of loving the light, you know. But once you move towards, once enough pain, once you go through enough pain, you start to say, wait a minute. I want to be free. I want the truth. And you quit believing the lies and you go to the truth, you know. And it's not just necessarily an instantaneous thing. It's a progression, because like I say, your culture lies, your bloodline lies, the holidays are just a mockery of the holy days. Once you stop believing the lies, the flattery of the system, the flattery of some person, the flattery of some whatever, corporation, salesperson, whatever, anything that's just based on, I'll give you an example. I come to the realization that if you celebrate something, the word celebrate means to worship. So a birthday, you're worshiping a person. Whether it's a, whatever is a celebration, that's the thing you're worshiping. And when you come to that realization that it's, the word celebrate means to worship, and you say, I'm not going to worship a person or a holiday. I mean, there's churches celebrating Halloween. That's just ridiculous, to be honest with you. And they justify it, and they'll say, well, we're the world's celebrating, so we're just giving people something to do instead of Halloween. Why don't they just stay home? What do you mean you have to give them something to do? Read their Bible. Why do you have a Halloween party at church when you, instead of having Halloween, just go to church? Do something different. Why do you have to go with the culture? See what I'm saying? So the 501(c) is, if you want to believe the 501(c) lie, you're going to stay under legalism and you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be free. Whatever lie it is, your bloodline, the sitcom short comments that you hear in sitcoms, if you want to believe the lie, you'll stay in bondage and you'll stay in darkness. But once you desire to believe the truth and nothing but the truth, that's when you start getting free. And it's like an onion. As you peel the lie, so, you know, you look up at the sun and you say, the sun's white. I thought it was yellow or orange. The reason you thought it was orange, because you believed a lie. The sun never changed. All the stars are white. The sun didn't change color. You just stepped out of the lie into the light. And that's what's happening with the Mandela effect. The culture lies, the bloodline lies, what you thought, you're moving towards the truth, you know? And you realize, I believed a lie. I believe the narcissistic lie. I believe the dead corp system lie that GE or they're going to be there forever. They're not going to be there forever. Amazon, GE, they're not going to be there forever. Even your nation, even the world is going to burn up. The world's not going to be, it's going to be world without end, but this earth is going to be renovated. So the system that's in place is not going to be here forever. And it's the lie that people want to believe because it's their security blanket. The only thing that's forever is God's Word, the Holy Spirit, God's elect, the new heaven and new earth. Time is going to come to an end. This is a big one right here. People don't even realize, you think time is forever? That's a lie. It's not. The Bible says in Revelation, time shall be no more. You can actually see past time now while you're in time. If you really want to figure it out, you can do it by the grace of God, but it's going to take some hard work. But you can see past time now. Because every moment's the same. The only way I was able to see it was with the code. Some people see it without the code, but I don't know how, but they do. Every moment is the same. It's the same truth everywhere. You're already, if you're in the spirit mind, you see past time. Time is for the flesh mind, because the flesh mind is divided, and time means divide. The spirit mind is oneness and unity. The flesh mind is partiality. Today, I made a note, and so here was the note. I did a video and I just hadn't uploaded it. I don't go to part E's because I'm whole E. Why would you go to a part E, which is partiality, when you're whole? You're already whole. The only reason you go to a party is because you're not whole. You're part E instead of whole E. But once you get holy by the Holy Spirit, you don't need the parts because you have the whole. The parts point to the whole anyway. Long story short, even time, people think time is forever. That's a lie. Time is not forever. And so when you break down the lies of the holidays, you break down the lies of time, you break down the lies of your nation is going to be here forever, or any nation is going to be here for, or a system or a job or a corporation or even your own self. When you quit believing lies of the narcissist, the Jezebel, the Delilah, when you could quit believing their lies, you're free. The only reason we go into slavery or get caught up in something we shouldn't be in is because we love the lie. And we wanted the lie. We would rather believe the lie than the truth. The red flags are already there. The Bible has already told you. It's a holographic book. You can see the goat. You can see the scorner. You can see the Delilah. You can see the Jezebel. You can see the narcissist. You can see them. All you have to do is read Proverbs and believe it. The grass is not greener on the other side. I know that's not a Bible verse, but that's the truth, where people think, well, over there it's better. No, it's not about over there. It's about where you are right now. No matter where you go, God, the same truth is there. You're the same person. You have to change. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can go somewhere else, but it's not somewhere else that needs to be changed. It's your inner man that needs to be changed. And so a lot of times before you get saved, you're running for, well, if I go to this job, or I take this job, or I go to this city, or I date this person, or I go here, or if I wasn't raised in this family, or if I would have had money, or if I would have had opportunity. No, It's your inner man that needs, as you change your inner man, you're going to be moved toward that freedom. No matter what your circumstance, you're going to be moving towards it. Yes, you're born in bad situations sometimes, people are. But, and here's what happens. I saw this in life. Somebody's born in a situation and their parents, and so they realize something's not right with the way this bloodline situation is going. And I've seen them try to escape their parents, and their parents keep them in that little cocoon through mind games and manipulation, because the parents afraid to kick the child out of the nest. So they want to keep the child in the nest instead of kicking the child out. See, they believe the lie. The only reason you have children is to train them up in the Lord and kick them out of the nest, and they can do their thing in the world. But this codependency enabling thing, it's a lie. It's a lie. And so these parents, what happens is a lot of them, they no longer communicate with their spouse, so they try to make a surrogate spouse with their child. They try to get their identity from their child. Instead of being their own person and whole in themselves, they want to get some kind of wholeness from a child or a spouse or a friend or something. Your wholeness is within you. Yes, you can fellowship with this church and the saints and all. You can fellowship, but you don't get your identity out of person. And I noticed this. I rub shoulders with the lost. And in this world, I wish I didn't have to, but I do. They try to pull you in and get their identity out of you. And if you don't go according to their train of thought, or you don't agree with them, it makes them mad. Or if you don't enable their lie, they get mad. If you think different than them, you think outside the box, they're in the box, they get mad. I had a conversation today, and somebody asked a question. I can't talk about it, but I can just say this. I think in the code now. I think holographically. I don't think in partiality. And so when I speak to the person on the average person who's never heard these videos or these recordings, I speak to the average person, I'm speaking another language. And they can't understand me, and I can't not speak it. That's the way I think, because I'm not going to go back to partiality. I'm not going to go backwards to not seeing the hologram. But they want me to talk their talk, right? I can, but that's partiality. I don't see life that way anymore. And so they get mad because you don't, they want you to talk like they talk. It makes them mad. A lot of people get mad at these videos, and the reason they get mad is because they can't understand what I'm saying. But it's really easy. The people that do understand, they say, yeah, it makes total sense. You're in a cube. You try to type it. I don't know why they took the movie down. I've searched everywhere I can. I've searched everywhere I could look to find that movie. The Cube, 1969, The Cube by Jim Henson. I can't find it. You can see parts of it, but you can't find the whole movie or the whole TV show. They've removed it off the internet. Why? Because it's revealing everything. The Cube. You're in a cube. And the only way to escape the cube is unfold it by faith and go through the cross. The flesh mind is a cube. That's division. That's time. Time is divide. So you want to move away from division to wholeness or oneness. This is why the 501(c)s are still divided. That's why they fight each other. It's division, it's not wholeness. So the reason we stay in the dark is because we love the dark. When we get tired of the dark and we see it's nothing but death and misery and sorrow, then we move towards the light because we want the truth. And so the truth will set you free. So when you unfold the cube, you're in a little box, and when you step outside the box and think outside the box, you get free. But you can't do it unless you unfold it and see the cross. And so it says, let God be true and every man a liar in the Bible, right? So you have to admit you believed a lie. But most people can't do that. They just can't do it. If you say let's say you're talking to somebody and somebody says something, and I've done this, and it makes them mad. What you just said is a lie. Do you believe that lie, or do you want to be free from that lie? And they say, what are you talking about? Not only is it a contradiction, but it's a lie. But you're trying to digest a lie, and that's why you're confused. That's why you have cognitive dissonance. They don't want to hear that. So you have to upload YouTube videos, because if you try to tell them in person, it makes them mad. They want to kill you. Because the truth, if you believed a lie your whole life, think about it. You believed a culture lie, like the holiday lies. If you believed a bloodline lie, like your family would might. Let's say you go to a family reunion, and in your mind you're saying, we're all going to be one big happy family reunion. That's a lie. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Because you got family in your... You got family members at that, so you go to that family reunion once a year thinking it's going to be unity when it's not. Why do you believe that? If they have different beliefs, some of them are not saved, some of them are Satanists, some of them are atheists. How can you have unity and have, you go sit down once a year and have a meal with a family, a bloodline family reunion, and in your mind you think, well, we're going to have unity and peace. When you never will, because light and dark can't dwell together. You can't break bread with devils. Yeah, but they're bloodline. They're still devils unless they got born again. You see, you want to believe the lie, but they're devils. If they're children of the devil and you're a child of God, how can you sit down and break bread with them and have peace? You can't. You can't do it. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your kids, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents. If they're children of the devil, how do you break bread with somebody like that? In truth, you can't. But, you know, most people never escape that one. The three lies that I see that most people never escape is the holiday lies, the bloodline lies, and the culture lies. They get caught up in their cube and they'll never escape it because that's their security blanket. Jesus says, come follow me. Take up your cross. Come follow me. If you don't hate your mother, father, sister, brother, even your own life, you're not worthy to be my disciple. Most people can't drink that. That's a hard medicine to drink right there. And so that's why people stay miserable and unhappy and confused and cognitive dissonant. Why can't I get, when I go to my family reunion, we always fight. Every time we go to Christmas, we fight. Because you're dealing with devils. But you don't want to admit they're devils because they're bloodline. But did they get saved? No, they're devils. They're devils. They're hell-bound sinners going to hell in a handbasket. And their sin stinks to thy high heaven. But you want to sit down and have Christmas with them and expect unity. And when it breaks down and you go home crying, you wonder why. Because you believe the lie. It's not them. It's you. It's me. It's us. When we want to believe a lie, we're not happy. But when we believe the truth sets us free, then we get happy.